请大家先翻开圣经箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十九章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23.
十九章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23.
敬畏神的得着生命，他必恒久知足，不遭祸患。那当我读到十九章的时候，被这一句话所震撼。
When I was reading chapter 19, I was kind of taken aback by this verse.
所以我就用这一节当成晚上我们互相勉励的题目，恒久知足。
So I'd like to use this verse for our mutual encouragement, that is, abide in satisfaction.
为什么会震撼呢？
Why am I taken aback?
因为知足已经不简单了。
To be satisfied is not an easy task.
我们虽然知道要知足，可是做起来并不容易。
We know that we need to be satisfied, but it's hard to do it.
而且是恒久知足。
And furthermore, is to abide in satisfaction.
哇，那这个难上加难呢。
And this is even harder.
有时候我们知足哈，在某种环境之下，你会感谢主啊，我很知足。
In some situations, we may be very satisfied.
可是过了三天之后，又觉得又不够，又觉得不知足，不快乐。
But after 3 days, you may not be satisfied and you will not be happy.
所以知足本身呢，对我们来说已经是不容易了。
So, to be satisfied is It's not easy for us.
而且又是恒久和知足。
And furthermore, it has to be abide in satisfaction.
所以更是难呐。
So that's why it's more difficult.
那我们都知道贪心是知足的敌人。
We know that to be greedy is the enemy of to be satisfied.
所以贪心跟知足是两个势不两立，不能够同时存在的。
And to be content and to and greedy.Cannot go hand in hand.
那一般的人哈，包括你跟我，有些时候都有一点贪心。
Some people, including you and I, there are times that we may be in greed.
我们请看箴言三十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章的十五节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
马房有两个女儿，常说啊，给呀、啊、给呀、啊，有三样不足的，连不说够的，共有四样。十六节，
16th.
那就是阴间和石胎，进水不足的地，并火。那这边提到两房啊，马房有两个女儿。
Here it talks about the leech has two daughters.
那马房有两个女儿，这句话当然。马房 是动物啊，动物女儿她怎么会说话
？So a leech is insect. How can the leech has she can say？
所以这个就是用一种比较细腻，用拟人，好像把它当成是人这种的角色来看待。
So we use we refer the leech as a woman so that we can actually visualize it.
所以马房就是说，我们假如整句话用其他的版本的英文圣经的版本来说，这个贪心它有个双胞胎这贪心有个双胞胎。
So in other English translations, it actually is referred to twins, that is referred to greed.
那他双胞胎，他的名字就给他取名叫给呀给呀。
And the twins was named Give and Give.
所以就是马房它有两个吸盘，这个两个女儿说它有两个吸盘。这个马房吸水床呢，它前后都有吸盘。
So at least you know that they suck blood. So in the beginning, at the ends, both ends they suck blood.
这个吸盘就是要吸血用的。
And the purpose of the leech purpose is to suck blood.
它常说不够啊，吸的还不够啊，不够啊。
And she keeps saying that it's not enough.
只等到吸到他肚子这边饱了撑，都已经受不了了那从人的身体上掉下来就死了。
So only to the point that they have sucked up all the blood to the fullest, then they would drop and die.
啊，所以我们看圣经啊，经常是贪心跟知足哈啊两个放在一起。
So we can see that in the Bibles, the greed usually put together with contentment.
啊，所以我们现在也可以说这个圣经啊，对我们现在的人的一个写照，因为现在的人哈、啊，经常说这个钱哈、啊、是不嫌多。
So this is actually a reflex to our human beings that we always find that the money is not enough.
啊，就是已经有了，他还说给呀、啊，给他们再多一点呢、啊，最好是再多一点。
And sometimes we already have the money, but we continue to ask for more and more.
我们请看传啊这个传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
传道书第五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10.
他那银子的不应得银子之足，他那丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空。啊，所以在第十节，我们再次看到贪心跟知足啊，又被放在一起。
Here you can see that greediness and contentment has been put together.
所以，假如是谈到贪心的话，那底下一句一定会说要知足啊。
When, so normally when we say that someone is greeding for something, and what's followed is satisfied.
那假如是谈到知足的话，那一定说啊，不要贪心了。
So when we talk about satisfied, we normally talk about do not be greedy.
所以这两个是对偶了，是放在一起的。
So this odd couples is normally put together.
那再请看第六章的第七节，传道书六章七节。
Let's continue read Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 7.
人的劳碌都为口腹，心里却不知足。那本来人啊，就是为了肚子饿，然后出去上班啊，赚点钱啊，啊买东西来吃，维持生命。
So for the sake of fulfilling our stomachs, we go out to work and to earn some money.
那要吃得饱啊，其实是很简单的。
So it's actually quite easy to fill up our stomach.
啊、有些东西在吃、啊、那就能够填饱肚子、啊、就能够让生命维持下去。
We can just eat some things and then to fill our stomach and it will prolong our life.、
啊、可是我们今天人们所求的、所需要的，其实远远超过这种的，只是为了口腹的程度。
But most of the times, what we crave for is more than just to fulfill our stomach.
所以今天人们的劳碌、啊、不是为了口腹、啊。
So today's our labor is not for the sake of fulfilling our stomach.
是为着跟口腹没有关系的一个目标，一个理想。
We are aiming for a goal or a dreams that has nothing to do with fulfilling our stomach.
啊，为着一间房子。
Perhaps for a house.
啊，为着一个名声。
For fame.
啊，这些跟口腹，跟来维持生命，那、是没有什么相关点的。
And this has nothing to do with fulfilling our stomachs or to sustain our life.
啊，现在有很多的这种的娱乐啊，也是跟口腹没关系。
And there's many of this entertainment has nothing to do with our fulfilling our stomach.
啊，但是人们就是需要这些娱乐啊，来填满他心灵的虚空啊。
But man always need all these entertainments to fill the voids in their heart.
所以不是为了口腹啊。
So this has nothing to do with fulfilling the stomach.
所以圣经说这个心底也是不知足的。
That's why they say the soul is not satisfied.
好，那么圣经所谓的贪呢？这个贪到底是什么意思
？And the greediness mentioned in the Bible, what does it mean?
啊，按照英文的解释，就是过多的欲望。你过多啊，人的欲望嘛，本来是神所造的，是正常的。但是呢，是过多啊，就变成贪的。
And according to the explanations, it means something that has excessive desires. That's more than what we need.
啊，所以我们有些时候可以检验自己啊，是不是有贪心呢
？Sometimes we may examine ourselves. Do we are we greedy?
啊，欲望是正常的，但是超过了一个范围啊，那就是变成贪了。
But desire is normal. But if it exceeds the boundary, then it becomes greediness.
那按照中文字、啊、中文字对这个贪的解释是说，对钱财迷恋到想把它吞进去呀、啊。
And according to the Chinese descriptions, it means greediness is to the point that you have already think too much about money that's to the point you want to swallow it.
所以贪就是一种心理的状态。
So a greediness is the type of desire, a type of
内心的哈，我们心理的内心的一种。
It's a condition of your heart.
也是一种态度。
It's also an attitude.
那圣经里头有各种不同的贪。
In the Bible, they mention different types of greediness.
贪财，圣经里面记载贪财。
For example, greedy for the money.
贪食，吃东西的食。
And glutton.
还有贪睡。
Also loving to slumber.
还有贪色。
And also insatiable.
贪名。
And also conceit.
这圣经就有这几种的贪呢。
So the Bible actually mentioned this type of greediness.
说贪啊，是人类共同的弱点毛病。
So greediness is the common weakness of a human being.
人家主耶稣就说哈，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
Because Jesus actually warned us that to take heed to beware of covetousness.
主耶稣说一切的话，就是包括我们刚刚所讲的贪财啊、贪食啊、贪睡。贪色、贪名啊，因为是一切的贪心呢。
So Jesus actually mentioned is all types of greediness that includes a greediness for money, gluttons, loving to slumber, insatiables, and conceit.
所以圣经说要谨慎自守，要自己要小心呐、那些别人帮不上忙的啊，因为这个是你自己的一个心理的状况，一个心理的想法啊，心理的态度。
That's why the Bible warns us that to take heed. That is something that you have to do it yourself. That nobody can help you.
别人不能够代替你不要贪，这个没办法，因为你是一个个人的心理的想法。
This is something that is personal, that is what is in your thoughts.
所以每一个人都要自己小心，要谨慎自守。
That's why everyone needs to be watchful and to take heed.
那圣经告诉我们这个贪婪与拜偶像一样。
And the Bible also mentions that to greediness is similar to idolatry.
所以保罗在以弗所书跟哥罗西书都特别提到一次。
That's why Paul also mentioned in Colossians and Ezekiel.
那当然拜偶像这个是很不对的。
Of course, it is wrong to worship idol.
不能够被容忍的。
And this is something that is not tolerable.
那神看这个事情是很厌恶的。
And God viewed it as a wicked thing.
那圣经说贪婪与拜偶像一样。
And the Bible mentioned that greedy is the same as idolatry.
所以神也不喜欢人贪心。
And that's why God dislikes people to be greedy.
那贪心有什么结果呢？
And so what is the result of being greedy?
那请看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章第九节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
第六章第九节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节。
Verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就会被引诱离了正道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。那被吃透的感觉，一定是非常痛苦的。
So the feelings of being pierced to is very sorrowful.
因为他想要多得。
Because they want more.
那当然多得要用各种不同方法手段来得到。
And to earn more, you need to come up with ways to earn more.
那你要得就是要从别人那边得来呀。
And to get more, you have to get it from someone else.
那有的人不让你得啊。
And someone will not give it to us.
你要得的东西，别人也想得啊。
Because the thing that you want, other people also want it.
所以这个要想得到的当中就是要牵涉到别人的利益
So in the process of getting the things, it conflict with other people's benefits.
因为假设你要想从别人那里得来，那他会损失他不高兴
Because if you get these things from other people, they will they may not be happy about it because they lost it.
那比如说上山去砍树木，这个树木也不是你的也不是他的，但是呢，你砍了他就没得砍所以两个人会争吵
So for example, if you go up to the mountain to collect woods and it doesn't belong to you or to the other person, but if you cut the woods, then the other person will not get the wood.
所以贪其实会影响到别人的权利，也会影响到别人我们跟别人之间的关系。
So greediness actually affects our relationships with others.
那这个会引起很大的纠纷，很大的争纷呢。
And it will create quarrels between others.
那按照我们今天的术语来说，也可能要上法庭啊。
And according to today's terms, we may have to go to court.
那上法庭是很昂贵的。
And going to court, it will be very costly.
那还没有宣判以前，这一段过程也是非常煎熬啊。
And in the process before the judgment has been decided, it's also very painful.
因为上法庭都是要钱啊，你请律师也要钱啊。
Because going to court, you need to hire lawyers, and that requires money.
所以你说是不是把自己刺透了呢？
So isn't it like piercing ourselves?
所以贪财啊是，但是人们总是会有这种贪的念头。
So for all human beings, we kind of have this kind of greediness for money.
好，那么怎么来治疗贪心？
So how can we treat greediness?
我们刚讲说贪心跟知足啊，经常是放在一起的。
As I mentioned before, the greediness and contentment is always put together.
说怎么治疗贪心啊，就是知足啊。
So how do we treat greediness that is to be satisfied?
好，那我们来看知足是什么意思哈。
So let's take a look at what is the meaning of satisfaction.
大家一定会知道什么意思的。
Of course, you all know what is meaning.
我们大概停个一分钟啊，来讨论看看什么叫做知足。
We can stop for a minute and to discuss what is the meaning of satisfaction.
稍微停一下子啊。
Let's pause for a moment.
什么叫知足
？What is mean by contentment?
知就是什么意思啊？知道对不对？很简单嘛，知道啊。啊，足呢，满足。说知足叫知道满足的简称叫知足了，
so、to
是不是很简单的？里面怎么都答不上来。
So to simply put this is to mean that you understand that you have already satisfied.
那不知足啊，就是你不知道自己都已经满了，你不知道啊。
And on the contrary is something that you do not know that you have already satisfied.
好像这个瓶里的水已经满了啊，你还不知道，还一直灌，还一直想要多一点的水，其实都已经满了。
For example, the bottle is already filled up with waters, but you are not satisfied and continue to filling it.
所以知足就是知道啊，你自己已经满了啊，但是我们要知道啊，很多人不知道啊。
So contentment means that you have already known that you have already satisfied.
所以知足就是一种心灵的状态，就是说它完全不需要再仰赖外面来的东西，因为已经满了嘛，就不需要再其他的东西来呀。
So contentment is a type of a life attitude that you do not require some things from the outside.
但是满不满，很说这满不满就是完全你自己去定义哈，我已经满了。但是一样比较一万块哈，对某些人来说，不满呐、啊，这个太少了。但是对某些人来说，已经满了，已经非常满了。
So do you, to be feel that is satisfied is something that is very personal. You may think that $10,000 is already a lot, but to some $10,000 is not enough.
主要这个是心灵的问题啊，因为你说满了就满了，因为你自己心灵想不想说满呢、啊？你想说满就满，你说你想说不满啊，它就变成不满，你就不知道知足就不知足了。
So it has to do with your heart, whether you think that is already, satisfied or not.
所以这种也是一种生活的态度。
And this is also a type of attitude of life.
所以今天很多人啊，就不知道怎么去生活啊。
Today many people do not know how to live their life.
也就很简单的道理就是要知足啊。
A very simple lesson is to be content.
要知足，你才会感觉到幸福，才会感觉到快乐。
Only through contentment that you will feel joys in your life.
所以很多人以为我要得到更多啊，才会快乐。
Some people may think that they want to gain a lot in order to be happy.
不是说你得到多少的问题啊。
This has nothing to do with how much you gain.
是说你是不是已经觉得你已经满了？你知道满了就是满足，你知道满的就是知足啊。
It has to do with whether you think that you have already satisfied.
但是很多人以为他还没满呢。
But many people still think that they are not satisfied.
所以他说我需要更多，更多，更多哦。
That's why they always want more and more.
所以知足啊，就治疗贪心唯一的方法了。
So in order to treat greediness is to be content.
圣经也是告诉我们，有衣有食当知足。
That's why the Bible also taught us that we should be content as long as we have clothings and food.
啊，那希伯来书十三章第五节也告诉我们啊，你们存心不可贪那钱财，要以自己所有的为主。
And also in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says that let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have.
哦，说这个态度问题啊。
So this has to do with our attitude.
因为有的人是看到他所没有的。
Some people they only see what they lack.
说他当然是很着急，很着急呀。
That's why they are very anxious.
啊，他不会快乐，他很紧张，说：“哎呀，我没有这个东西，我没有那个东西。”他是看到他所没有的。
That's why they are very anxious and they are not happy because they only see what they don't have.
我少这一个，我少那一个。
I don't have this and I don't have that.
啊，可是有些人就不一样的看法。
But to other people, they have a different type of.
有些人是看他已经有的。
Some people will see that what they have.
当他看到他已经有的时候，他就充满了感恩。他说：“哇，我已经有那么多了。”
So to them, they are already satisfied and give thanks because they already have all these things.
他都不需要再有其他的来满足啊，因为已经有了。
That's why they do not need other things because they are already satisfied.
所以他的心啊，就变得很轻啊。
And to them, their heart is very light.
啊，他就能够。以这些已经有的为满足啊，他就感觉到很幸福啊。
And they consider themselves very blessed because they have all the things they have.
好，那么现在重点呢放在怎么样能知足。
So the main point here is how to be content.
好，知足是一种生活上的态度。
So to be content is a type of attitude of life.
那所谓生活上的态度，就是说我们会不会生活，这个是很重要的。
And the attitude of life is to determine howDo we live our life?
So, we, 我们假如以前啊，不知道怎么生活，我们一定要改变我们的想法，改变，而且帮助我们哈的孩子，我们的子孙，塑造一种很正确的生活态度。
So, in the past, if we do not know how to live a life, then we need to change and to teach our next generations how to live a life.
怎么样才能够使我们的子孙幸福啊？
How can we let our next generations to live a happy life?
就是在问内心的问题呀，心灵的状态呀。
This has to do with the attitude of our heart.
不是在乎他有多少的财富啊。
And we do not emphasize on how much possessions they owned.
啊，所以我们今天晚上在座的大家啊，都有一个共同的啊认知。
So tonight we all have the same understanding.
啊，要怎么才能够知足
？How can we be content?
那第一个啊，第一个要使我们的心灵饥渴。
So the first thing is to have a longing soul.
好，我们请看诗篇一百零七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 107.
诗篇一百零七篇。
Psalm 107.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我相信圣经的话一定是非常有用的哈。
And I'm sure the words in the Bible is very helpful.
啊，所以我们希望大家能够跟别人能够分享，跟你自己的孩子啊，我们下一代来分享。
And I hope that you can share with your next generation, your children.
一百零七篇第九节。
Psalms 107 verse 9.
因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。好，那怎么样说这个饥渴的人哈会知足
？So how can we say that a longing soul can be filled or satisfied?
好，那我们肯定会怀疑啊，说哎，饥渴的人他怎么会知足？他就说哦，我很饿了，饿得很啊，我要吃多一点呢。
So we always say that the hungry souls they also want to eat more. How can they be satisfied?
啊，当他说我要多吃一点，就表示他还不是很饿啊，他还不是罪恶的状态。还不是非常非常饥饿的状态。
So if they want someone, it means they are not truly very that hungry.
好，我们来看一个比喻哈。
Let's take a look at a parable.
这个路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的十六章
，Luke chapter 16，
十六章
，Luke chapter 16，
路加福音十六章二十四节
，verse 24，
十六章二十四节
，Luke chapter 16 verse 24，
啊，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头尖沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里呀。”我在这火焰里头极其痛苦啊，所以我先是要讲说这个饥饿的人他容易知足了。
So now I'm going to talk about someone who is hungry can be satisfied.
来，我们看这个，这个财主哈。
Let's take a look at this rich man.
他在阴间里头，那里有火烧着。
It was in the Hades and it was burning with fire.
有火的话就会使他干渴啊。
So the fire will dry him up.
哎，他所求不多呢。
And what he requests is not a lot.
你看他说哈，你只要把那个指头尖啊沾点水，那个指头我们知道指头尖能够弄多少水嘛。
He only asks for the finger, a dip of the fingers.
我们看他说这样子就够了呀，这样子给我就够了，不用太多了。
So he only asked for that little bit of water, it's enough.
所以我们看他不敢奢求太多，他觉得这样子一点就够了。
And he dare not to ask for more, he only asked for a dip of the water in the finger.
因为他在火里头是极其痛苦，极其干渴。
Because he was very thirsty in the burning fire.
也就是里头有很多热气啊。
There's a lot of hot air in it.
导致他的水分就一直的消失。
And cause his the water to evaporate it.
他就很干渴啊。
That's why he was very thirsty.
他就觉得哎，这样子指头尖啊，你看这样子沾一点水就够了。
So he's already satisfied as long as there's a dip of the water in the fingers.
好，以现实的生活，这一点水能够解决他的干渴吗？能够帮助他脱离困境吗？当然是不能啊。
In today's context, can this dip of water, just a little bit of water, can quench his thirst? Of course, it cannot.
你看他可能是渴的都快晕倒了啊，这点这么一点点，没什么用的。
So maybe he was to the point that fainting because of thirst. So this bit of water will have no use to him.
这个最主要是要形容说人的一个心灵的状态呀。
And most importantly, this is to describe the attitude of the person at the time.
说当一个人非常饥饿的时候啊，有那么一点点就够了，哇，感谢主了。
When someone who's very hungry to the extremes, as long as has a little bit things to eat, it's already sufficient.
因为圣经才说，神啊，使那些心灵饥渴的人啊，能够得到美物，能够得到饱足啊。
That's why the Bible says that those who are hungry.They may be filled with just a bit of food.
啊，这个大家去体验了、啊。以后再接下去怎么说，我也说不上了。要大家自己去体验。
And this is something that you need to experience yourself. That's something I cannot tell you.
体验到我们生活实际间哈，到我们实际的生活当中，你就说一点点就够了。啊，别人对你一点点帮忙啊，谢谢，非常感激你。
You need to experience that in your life. That is when you are very needy of something and someone.Lend you your hands and you will be satisfied.
哦，那假如说我们，哎呀，这么一点点帮忙，哪有什么用？这个，哇，那么大的困难，这个洞那么大啊，你这么一点点，哎，你假如这样想的话，你也会很痛苦啊。
So if you think of this way that I'm in big troubles and you only give me a little bit of help and this has nothing to do, it has nothing to help me at all, then you'll be very sorrowful.
但是我们主要就是像这个。财主啊，说哇，那么一点点就够了。
But if you like this rich man, he only needs a little bit of water. That should be satisfied.
这是我们心灵的态度，这个心态的问题啊。
And this is the attitude of our heart.
好，这是第一个啊。
And this is number one.
那么第二个
，second，
我们要发现啊，神对我们的命令在哪里
？We need to discover where is God's attraction to us.
哇，神的命令啊，神是有命令的。
God has attractions.
哦，我们神的命令在哪里呀、啊、
？So we need to find out where's the God's attraction.
我们看当时这个荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
At that time, the glorious God appeared to Abraham.
神的荣耀对亚伯拉罕就是一种命令呀。
So to Abraham's God's glory is attractions to Abraham.
所以这股力量就吸引着亚伯拉罕离开他的故乡，往迦南地出发。
And this actually determines Abraham to leave his countries and his nations.
那事实上，在路上他们也会遇上很多的困难挑战呢、啊。
And on his journey, he also encountered many challenges.
但是神的荣耀一直吸引着他。
However, the glory of God continued to attract him.
所以我们要去发现这股的力量在哪里。
That's why we need to discover where is this attractions of God.
当我们看到神的荣耀的时候。
When we see the glory of God,
那很自然，我们就一直停留在那个面对神的面对上。
very naturally we will focus on this attraction of God.
我们自然对那个物欲这个我们自己的欲望啊，就会慢慢的失去注意力，我们就不会去注意那个那一块。
And very naturally, we will start to lose our own material desire.
啊，所以我们将发现神对我们的吸引力。对我们的魅力到底是在哪里
？That's why we need to discover where is God's attraction to us.
啊，所以我们为什么要聚会、要灵修啊、要努力啊，就在努力去发现神的魅力到底在哪里？我们要跟随那个魅力，神的吸引力。
That's why we need to attend services and to study the Bibles to in order to find out where is God's attractions to us.
当我们被神的吸引力所吸引的时候，那我们就觉得很知足啊。
Once we have been attracted by God's attractions, naturally we'll be very satisfied.
啊，所以我们看亚伯兰哦，他很知足了。
If you look at Abraham, he is very content.
啊，以撒也很知足啊。
And also similar to Isaiah.
所以当他们在碰到争吵的时候，大家为了财产在争的时候，他们都能够退让，因为他以神为知足啊。
So when it comes to the times where there is conflict with the inheritance possession with Lot.Abraham is very satisfied and able to yield to Lot. Because the glory of God has attracted them. That's why they're able to let go of their possessions and give it to others. To them, possessions or money is not that important to them.
Because the glory of God has attracted them.
Because the glory of God has attracted them.
啊，所以第二个，我们一定要发现神对我们的吸引力啊，在哪里呀
？That's why the second point is that we need to discover where is God's attraction to us.
那第三个
，Thirdly,
我们看箴言十四章十四节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4.
箴言十四章十四节。
Proverbs 14, verse 4.
心中被盗的必满得自己的结果，善人必从自己的行为得以知足。怎么能够知足？善人必从自己的行为，就是善人他施舍给别人，他去帮助别人，就得到知足。
So how can a good man be satisfied? Because he did a lot of good deeds to others, that's why he was satisfied.
啊，所以第三个，怎么样能够知足，就是要多行善事。
How can we be satisfied? That is to do good deeds.
啊，其实可能自己本身在财务上的条件啊，不是很丰裕呀。
Perhaps we are not financially rich.
啊，但是他能够帮助别人，在他心灵的状态，心理的状态，他就觉得啊，他比别人多。
But In the attitudes of his heart, he felt that he is more than others. So that's why he was able to help others.
他比别人的更幸福。
He was more blissful than others.
啊，你看这个马其顿教会啊，他们是很贫穷的。
If you look at the Macedonian church, they are very poor.
啊，圣经说啊，他们是极其的穷乏，又是在啊试炼当中啊。
The Bible describes them as extremely poor, and they also encounter tribulations.
啊，但是他们还有这种施舍的心智。
However, they still have this heart to help others.
因为他能够去帮助别人。
Because they were able to help others.
至少他们还有一点点呢。
At least they still have this ability to help others.
还有很多人呢，比他们更可怜呢。
There are more people even poorer than them.
很多人比他们更需要帮助。
There are more people that need the help.
所以他反过来看看自己。
So for them, they turn back and look at themselves.
啊，就能感谢主啊，我还有啊，能够帮助你啊。
They give thanks to God because they still have the ability to help others.
所以他就能够知足常乐。
That's why they were able to be content and be joyful.
所以圣经也说啊，施比受更有福气啊。
And the Bible also mentioned that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
啊，那第四个啊。
Number four.
我们请看耶利米书。
Listen to Jeremiah.
耶利米书三十一章十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 14.
三十一章十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 14.
我必以肥油，我必以肥油使祭司的心满足，我的百姓也要因我的恩惠知足，这是主说的。 那这里说要以肥油子祭司的心满足。
Here it says that saturates the soul of the priest with abundance.
啊，当然肥油啊，今天的人啊，大家都不需要肥油。
Today we do not need fat.
肥油这个好像是对健康不利啊，所以我们也不会去吃什么肥油。
So fatness or fat may not be good for our health. That's why we do not need fat today.
但是这个肥油啊，是属于神的食物。这个油啊，这个肥啊，以前是属于这个神的脂油啦。脂油是属于神的食物。
In the olden times, this fat is considered the food of
神的食物。
The food of God.
啊，这是最上等的。
It's considered a premium.
啊。所以今天肥油是什么意思
？And in today's terms, what is mean by the fat?
啊，肥油就代表着神的恩赐、神的赏赐，也就是所应许的圣灵。
And it means the blessing from God and also the promise of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵能够让我们知足，圣灵能够让我们满足。
Holy Spirit will let us be satisfied.
好，我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to The Gospel of John.
约翰福音十六章。
Gospel of John, chapter 16.
十六章二十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 23.
约翰福音十六章二十三节。
John, chapter 16, verse 23.
到那日，你们什么也不用问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。二十四节。
24。
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今呢，你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。好，那这里很多啊，你们什么也不用问的哈，还有啊，求什么啊？那当然这个是在说什么哈，很多什么。
Here it mentioned that you don't have to ask me anything, and also mentioned that what you ask me.
什么是什么
？What is that？
所以这个什么就指着啊，十六章刚开始所说的圣灵。
So in the chapter 16, it mentioned the Holy Spirit.
所以我们只要求的话，那圣灵就帮助我们，我们就会得到圣灵啊。
If we ask, the Holy Spirit will help us.
因为现在啊，我们呢，啊，当时主就升天以后，那就不用问了，我们就直接问圣灵。我们就直接问圣灵啊。
We can directly ask the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经说啊，这个自有主的恩膏来教训你们，这不用谁来教训你们，只有主的恩膏来教训你们。
主的恩膏。
主的恩膏啊。
The
来，我们来看约翰一书哈。
Let's turn to First John.
约翰一书。
First John,
第二章
verse 2,
第二章二十七节
chapter 2,
约翰一书第二章二十七节
first
二十七
verse 27,
啊，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们啊，只有主的恩膏。在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。那这里主的恩膏就是圣灵。
So the anointings of God refer to the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵要引导我们认识真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will guide us to know the truth.
啊，所以约翰一书跟约翰福音里头的作者都是一样，说他的想法、他的构思啊，都是一致的。
So the order of First John and John's they are have the same mind.
所以主耶稣啊就告诉我们啊，说我们求圣灵得到圣灵以后，那我们的喜乐就可以满足。
So the once we have the Holy Spirit, then we will be joyful.
所以圣灵可以让我们喜乐满足，可以让我们知足。
And the Holy Spirit can fill our joy.
哦，所以怎么样能够知足呢？
How can we be satisfied?
第一个，使我们心灵饥渴。
So first, we need to long for the soul.
啊，但是一定要饥渴到你认为，哎，一点点就够了啊！感谢主啊，谢谢你啊。
We need to be longing to the soul to the point that as long as we receive a little bit, then we'll be satisfied.
换句话说，在绝望当中，你有那么一点点的希望，你就很满足了。
In other words, in times of desperation, you only have this little bit of hope, and you're already satisfied.
那人只要是认为自己还有办法的时候。
When it's times that a man thinks that they still have other solutions,
当然人的帮助他就觉得是多余的，不需要，因为他自己有办法。
Then he will feel that other people's help is redundant because he has already found out a solution for himself.
所以心灵饥渴一定非常饥渴。
So having a longing soul means that you really long for that soul.
好像在黑暗当中啊，有那么一点点的亮光啊，那个蜡烛光啊，你就很安慰了。
Just like in the very dark rooms, as long as there's the candle lights, then you're already very comforted.
啊，你就很感激的。
And then you will give thanks and satisfied.
然后第二个就是要发现神对我们魅力。
And secondly is to discover the God's attraction to us.
也就是神的荣耀。
That is the glory of God.
那么第三个要多行善事，多施舍帮助别人。
And thirdly is to do good deeds at all times to help others.
啊，第四个就是让圣灵充满。
And fourthly, is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵会让我们喜乐满足。
Because the Holy Spirit will fill our joy.
那我们再看回来箴言。
Let's turn back to Proverbs.
箴言十九章。
Proverbs chapter 19.
十九章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23.
敬畏神的必得着生命，他必恒久知足啊，不遭祸患。这里提到他必恒久知足。
Here it says that he will abide in satisfactions.
做敬畏神的人呢、啊，敬畏神。那我们以前查考过什么是敬畏神。
Here it's mentioned that those who fear the Lord, and we in the past we have already studied what it's to mean to fear the Lord.
敬畏神就在任何一个情况之下啊，他一定会按照主的旨意去做。
To fear the Lord means that in any circumstances they will do according to the will of God.
啊，敬畏神的人啊，他不敢有一丝丝啊非分的想法。
And those who fear the Lord will not have their own motive.
那敬畏神的人，他就不会有这种贪恋。
And those who fear the Lord will not have this greediness.
因为他是敬畏神，敬畏到一个地步啊，他就不会有贪恋的。
Because they fear the Lord to the point that to the point they will not have greediness.
啊，所以就是保罗所说的哈。
And this is what Paul
said.
Listen to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章十二节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4 verse 12.
腓立比书第四章的十二节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得的秘诀。那这个秘诀是什么呢？就是敬畏神。
So what is this mystery that is to fear the Lord?
所以他在卑贱情况之下，在富足情况之下，饱足饥饿，他都无所谓。
So in any circumstance, whether he was in hungry or in abundance, he is satisfied.
他不管有一份非分的想法要多得。
He dare not to think to get some more.
他就是处在卑贱之下，他也心甘情愿。
And he was satisfied even he was abased.
啊，所以当时亚伯拉罕呐，神告诉他要把他独生子献上的时候。
In the olden times when God wants Abraham to offer his only son.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
所以他不敢怠慢啊。
That's why he dared not to disobey.
那天可能还没亮，他就起床了，
so、
准备出发了。
Before sunrise, he's ready to rise and get ready to go.
所以他内心呢没有一点点的挣扎。
There is no struggles in his heart.
他完全相信神，信任神。
He totally believes and entrusts in God.
那在不管怎么样的情况之下啊，他都一样，他对神的敬畏的程度已经到了这个完全交托的地步。
So in any circumstances, he has already entrust everything to the Lord.
就是这些损失的，这些财产损失的，这些儿子损失的，他也无所谓。
Even though he lost all of his possessions or lost his only sons, it has nothing. He would not be worried.
啊，他的情形就是等于保罗。在腓立比书第四章十二节所记载的哈，我们再读一次。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。在什么的情况之下，像亚伯拉罕一样啊，就甚至于他的儿子没了，甚至于他处在饥荒，他处在卑贱，都无所谓。
So the situation of Abraham is very similar to Paul's, as is mentioned here in verse 12, whether he was abased or he's abounds, even Abraham's lost his sons, it would not matter to him.
主经过神使他产生一股力量。
So to fear God has given him the strength.
主他必恒久知足。
That's why he was able to abide in satisfaction.
所以我们要学习啊。
And this is something that we need to learn. To abide in satisfaction.
这个是我们人的生活上的一种态度。
And this is the type of our attitude of life.
这是我们在灵性上追求一个目标啊。
And this is something we need to strive to achieve.
好，我们再唱诗。
Let's sing hymns.
513首。
513th.